welcome to the In Business with SS9 podcast, giving businesses in SS9 and the surrounding areas the space to share their stories and put a voice to the brand.
Hosted by me, Charlotte Wood, and Emma Smith, we are two small business owners committed to supporting and promoting local businesses.
This is a series of unscripted and honest conversations with other local independent business owners where we discuss their experiences starting up and developing the companies that they are so passionate about.
Whether it's success stories or tough lessons learned, we want to get to know the people behind the brands and learn from their experiences along the way.
And if you're listening and think you'd like to get involved, then please get in touch with us via social media or email. All of the details can be found in the show notes.
We hope you enjoy listening. Listeners to season one, episode one of the In Business with SS9 podcast. I'm Charlotte Wood, and together with my co-host, Emma Smith, we've decided to launch a podcast to explore and celebrate local businesses. We're both passionate about how our work in our respective fields support our local area. So we want to create something that gives local business people a platform to share their stories and values, and for the community to get to know the people behind the companies in and around our high street. Each episode will feature a local business owner, so it felt natural that the starting point for listeners would be to get to know Emma and I a little more. So to that end, I'd like to introduce my first guest on the show and co-host, Emma Smith, owner of Lost Social Limited.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi. So tell me, I mean, I already know, obviously, what you're up to and what you do, but please tell everyone else.
So I set up Lost Social in January of 2019 after leaving the advertising industry, which I worked in London for 17 years. So my background is advertising and marketing, and I've pretty much had the same job for 17 years, but I've just worked across a variety of different platforms and businesses. I started working in ITV advertising. Then I moved over to Bauer Media, which owns Kiss FM, Magic, Kerrang, and a whole host of radio stations. And that's when I really started to work in content marketing and branded content, and basically designing content campaigns for brands and advertisers that enabled them to connect with their audience in a more of an engaging way. I then moved over to Absolute Radio. I've worked in digital for a small company called We7, which was a streaming service. And then my most recent role was working for Yahoo and AOL under Verizon Media, where I put together national and global advertising campaigns for lots of different people like Procter & Gamble, Coca-Cola, Diageo, and worked, with lots of different people. The reason I decided to move away from London and set up something locally is because my husband and I moved to Leigh-on-Sea about 5 or 6 years ago now, and we really just fell in love with the fact that there's so many beautifully lovely small businesses. So everyone's really entrepreneurial, our high street's really unique, and as we sort of started our family, we realized that commuting into London was actually a bit of a slog, and I came up with the idea to create a consultancy helping businesses in the local area tap into the skills and experience that I've built up over my years in London. The opportunity arose, and last January I took the plunge, and Lost Social was born.
Excellent. And so how have you found it? You obviously, I say name dropped, you obviously name dropped some of the really big brands and obviously some really big corporates as well that you worked for. So to then go to being a one woman band, as it were, and working with local businesses, that's in itself like a really big, I think, like cultural change. So how has that been for you?
It is a big adjustment. But the skills that you kind of gain over the years working with different brands are very transferable. Mm-hmm. And for example, if I was working on a campaign with Coca-Cola to launch one of their new diet products, we all know a lot about the brand already. We all know about their values, their tone of voice. So you've done a lot of that just from being a consumer. Mm-hmm. What I would then do is work with the client and the media owner to develop a content plan to talk to a whole host of people. Whereas if you're working with a smaller business based in Southend or Leigh-on-Sea, obviously the potential customers are a lot smaller. But it's really just about adjusting the tone of voice and the values and the content that you're putting out there to ensure that you're engaging with the most relevant consumers. So what I offer is very strategic, but it kind of is very transferable depending on whatever business I'm working with. And as you know, having worked, as we've worked together, I've worked with finance brands, healthy food brands locally.
And so I think that's really interesting how you have sort of explained, because I think for maybe someone either starting out or, new to marketing maybe, and a lot of small businesses, I think, have never really invested in marketing, or actually quite often, done any at all. I'm sure you come across loads of companies who, don't even have something as relatively basic as a website. So for maybe people who are listening who are, and I know loads of people like this, who are like, oh, I really should make more of an effort with marketing. Oh, I really should spend more time on that. What would be your starting point for people like that?
So I guess it is really working out what the immediate goals are for the business, because obviously people, when they're starting a new business, normally have a rough plan of what they want to achieve in the first instance, for example, the first year, then year two, then year three. So many businesses need to generate revenue quite quickly. So that might mean that they don't spend as much time developing a website or investing in content, and that they leave that to slightly later on. But it really does depend. Everyone's quite individual. What I would say is you really need to think about your audience and how you're going to reach them. So having a website is a fantastic platform for your brand, but it's quite expensive, and also you need content to populate it. So a lot of the time people delay launching their business until they've got a website in place, but actually they could use Instagram or a different social platform to have that digital presence initially, gain traction and start getting followers. And then as they've got a bit more income then and content, invest the time and the money into the website. So there's a natural progression for a business if you've got an initial investment. But sometimes if you are a small company, you need to kind of jig around that a little bit and work out what's going to be most relevant for you and the biggest priority.
Yeah. And I think the other thing as well, again, obviously, being a small business myself and knowing many, it's almost a bit like, oh, if I haven't got time to do it properly, then I almost don't want to do it at all, because it's a bit like you just don't want to dip your toe in the sand. Is that the right expression? I'm not sure. Yeah. But do a bit of a not great job at it, so end up just doing nothing at all. But I think actually, as long as you're doing, on this day and age when like social media is incredibly important for most businesses, at least to have a presence, like surely do you agree that like doing something is better than nothing?
Yeah, definitely. And I think because now there are so many small businesses and they're a huge part of our economy, there are so many ways that you can tap into additional skills at the get-go and for a sort of lower investment. So you don't need to do like a whole degree in marketing to set a business up. But what you could do is go and gain some really basic skills in social media in terms of capturing images and creating content that's quite aesthetically pleasing and it looks quite professional. There's services such as Canva and lots of other digital platforms now where you can create something that looks quite polished, even if you're not necessarily a graphic designer. So I think, spending a little bit of time making sure that the content's strong and that your audience are actually going to engage positively with it. But then, as you say, getting something out there, because you need, if you don't start having a conversation with people, then that journey is just going to take a lot longer.
Mm-hmm. And so what, so I guess for you, it's interesting, obviously, now being a small business owner, because not only are you obviously doing lots of other businesses marketing, because that's, what you do, but you're in yourself marketing your own business. So how has that, has that felt different?
I think you're a lot more critical of yourself, which means that sometimes work I do for myself takes a bit longer. You're also much more likely to put your own work on the back burner if you've got client work.
So true.
Yeah. So sometimes my to-do list does get pushed back week by week, depending on what's going on. But I mean, I've just spent the last few days updating my own website, and that has been on my list for several months. So I'm very proud of that. And I'm pleased.
Tell us, what's the website so everyone can check you out?
So my website is www.lostsocial.uk. Yeah, so that's all been spruced up a little bit and given a bit of a spring clean. But yeah, I think one of the best ways I've found of getting myself out there, the kind of backbone of my business is being authentic and accessible to small businesses, mm-hmm. regardless of what they are. So the biggest marketing success for me has been putting myself out there. So straight after I launched, I got involved in some speed dating marketing sessions, mm-hmm. which were being held at a local craft market. And so I met quite a few of the people who were exhibiting there, as well as people that actually, because I promoted that on my social media, they contacted me via that and booked up slots. And now a couple of my current clients are from that. So that was last summer, which is fantastic. When you meet people on a one-to-one level, they obviously have the opportunity to see how you work in action. So that's really important for me. And also I'm a big believer in people buy into people. So you don't necessarily always get on with everybody that you meet. And if you're getting a quote for a kitchen or something like that, you don't always take on the first person that comes around to give you a quote. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important that with marketing, you meet people that are like-minded and understand you. I don't for one second believe that anyone is an expert in marketing or an expert in social media, because it's a very subjective area. People execute things in very different ways. Mm. So actually, you need to make sure that you're working with clients and providers of services that are like-minded and that are going to understand you and work with you in the best way. But also, I've started attending a couple of networking events. And again, I think it's quite a good experience, and it helps you reassert what you know, because I think when you're in small business and you work either alone or as part of a very small team, sometimes a bit of self-doubt creeps in. But if you put yourself out there, then you realise that you do actually know a lot more than most of the people in the room, which is always a bit of a confidence boost.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it can be quite hard, as you say, when you're, you know, by yourself, and it is easy to, when you haven't got anyone else to bounce off of necessarily, it's really easy, as you say, to let the doubt creep in. But also, that's absolutely true that, you know, you do generally, unless you're speaking to another marketer, then, you know, it's absolutely fair to think, you know, you definitely do know much more about your field. But it's so easy to forget that, isn't it? And to actually start like questioning yourself and, oh, am I right about that? Or, oh, well, you know, maybe I'm not up to date in that. And it is so, so easy to start questioning every little thing. So confidence, I think, is key when you're a small business, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And so what have you found? So you've been in business now for just over a year. Is that right? You said January last year?
Yeah, so a year and a bit.
And so what would you say in that time has been your like biggest challenge?
I think the challenge is not to become complacent. So I was very lucky in the fact that I, through some friends, managed to get a few clients on board relatively quickly. And obviously for a small business, that's your biggest hurdle, is getting your first couple of clients signed up. Mm. So by sort of 3 or 4 months in, I was in quite a good place where I knew that I had enough income coming in, and that the sort of flexible working worked really nicely around my family. And then one of my clients moved on, and obviously then there's a bit of an alarm bell because you need to replace those people. So
and the panic can set in, can't it?
Yeah. And I think that's when I realised it was really important to be visible. So visible online, make sure my social media is always up to date, that I'm posting, that I'm engaging with my followers and my friends and peers, and then being visible out and about. So networking wasn't something that I managed to get started on very quickly last year, purely because I had 2 days to set up my business a week, and the rest of the time was kind of managing my children and my family. But I realized that I did need to dedicate some of my time to that. So then I attended a few networking groups, and also just meeting up with like-minded people. So obviously we've met up and had chats about various things. I've got a lot of people in the area that over the last year I've kind of got to know quite well that offer different services like photography and graphic design and things like that. So just making sure that people know that I'm still available. And I obviously do promote other businesses as well. So if I have someone approach me and they need some photography, I know that if it's not something that I can offer, I've got a couple of contacts, and that's what I'd like other people to be able to do as well. So yeah, I think the big kind of challenge has been ensuring that you're always visible and that people know that you're available for work.
And so you mentioned it a couple of times, but social media for you in your particular profession has been really valuable. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I enjoy being on social media, especially from a business point of view. I like making the content. I like making the visuals. I enjoy sort of sourcing that content, and I love taking photos. So one of my brand values is authenticity, and one of the things that I make sure I always do is use my own photography in any of the content that I produce, and that includes my website, my social media, just because I just adore taking photographs, especially of our local area. So that's something that I do quite easily because I do enjoy it, and obviously it doesn't come easily to everybody and naturally, but for me it's been quite invaluable in the fact that I've had quite a few people that have seen me at events or pop-ups have said, oh yeah, I've seen your Instagram, I really like it, I always like your posts.
It is a very pretty Instagram. Grid, that's the word, isn't it? I'm not very good with social media. It's a very pretty Instagram grid.
I'll take that. But yeah, I mean, and that's not to say that everybody's has to be very organised and beautiful, but I think it depends on the nature of your business. But obviously part of my Instagram is selling the fact that I can offer a professional social media service. So if mine didn't look good, I wouldn't be selling myself very well.
That's true. And so what kind of client, I know that you said you've worked with people in lots of different fields, but what sort of client, I guess, are you looking for? So when you're talking to people, you know, what are you looking for? People who are completely new to marketing, like new business owners, or are you looking for, I guess, established businesses looking to build on their brand, you know, a lot more?
So I've got kind of two main sets of clients at the moment. I have very new businesses that I've helped either with the kind of full service launch, which is establishing their brand values, doing some market research, helping with the brand strategy, etc. And I'm still working with a couple of brands like that. One is called Indie Rock, which is a new bouldering wall coming to Southend, hopefully over the summer. We'll see about timelines, maybe in the autumn. But that actually came, the relationship there came off the back of one of the speed dating sessions that I did last spring. And Emily, who is one of the founders of Indie Rock, met me there. We got on really well, and we've been working together ever since. And I'm actually now on the board of directors. That's quite exciting. So that just shows, like, if I'm working with the right client and building that kind of relationship, it's going to be mutually beneficial. And they actually invited me to be a non-executive board director because they knew that I was really passionate about the project as well. So that's something that's kind of extracurricular, but that I'm really enjoying. So
I think that's such a big compliment to you, because it's not just like, oh, we think Emma's taking an interest in our business because we're paying her to. Like, it's, if they obviously think you feel, I'm sure you do feel very strongly about the business, the brand, the values, what it's trying to achieve, for them to think, actually, we want her to be, you know, really involved in this, not just, you know, someone we're paying to care about our brand, if you know what I mean. It's a really big compliment, I think.
I was really pleased, actually, to be asked. And it, because it's such an incredible project, it's part social enterprise, so it's going to be giving people opportunities to get work placements, and it's really hopefully going to revive the high street, which obviously all high streets are taking a bit of a hit at the moment. So yeah, that's something that I'm really excited about. And there's several businesses like that that I've kind of worked with from before they've even got a name for their brand. And we've kind of worked through that process as well as establishing the social and the website. But then the other kind of client that I'm working towards at the moment, and I've got one that is hopefully going to sign up very soon, is an existing company that's already established, but that needs a bit of a brand revive. So the client that I'm working on a proposal for at the moment, they're very established. They've been around for 25 years, but their branding has become slightly outdated, and there's new competitors that have come into play. So I'm going to be working with them again to do some market research, to find out how we can be more competitive, what we can do to make ourselves stand out a bit more, and use the values that we've got and the heritage, but in a slightly different way. So again, that's going to be quite an interesting project on a slightly larger scale, because essentially their audience are publishers and brands across the UK.
Okay. So it's not just, although you are predominantly working with local businesses, they're not necessarily local businesses who are only, you know, selling to or focusing on the local community. You can do sort of, I guess, national campaigns.
Yeah. And I have actually done, based on a past relationship, I've just recently done some work with PC World and Currys, which was a fantastic piece of work, looking at how they can propose more innovative ideas to the manufacturers that they work with. Mm-hmm. So again, that was something that they're a larger brand, obviously, and not local business. But if, because I have that background in working with businesses that are slightly larger, I can do some quite reactive work as well.
Perfect. And so just to wrap up, last couple of questions. What would you say if you were talking to someone sort of new to business, or you know, thinking about going into business? If you were, I'm putting you on the spot because I didn't line you up for this question. but if you were to give them, I guess, like a couple of key pointers in your experience, like what would you say would be the most important things for them to focus on?
I think establishing how you want to be seen. So obviously that's partly the values and how you want to be portrayed, but thinking about how your brand's going to be seen by your audience, looking from the outside in, because that will help you really establish that broader strategy. Doing a bit of audience work. I think that's where a lot of people, they kind of piggyback what they assume their audience does and thinks and wants without actually asking them. And a lot of the time, I mean, a lot of the local businesses around here that have kind of set themselves apart from everybody else have been ones that have done something slightly different and what people probably didn't expect. Mm-hmm. So I think that audience piece is really, really important. And again, I think networking, I think not necessarily traditional networking groups, but building relationships with complementary businesses around you, talking to people, finding out what they've done well, what hasn't worked, and just becoming a real sort of part of the community, because it's really invaluable.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I, as you said, so I've struggled to do a lot of face-to-face networking the last sort of 12 to 18 months for family reasons. But I've even just found sort of, you know, there's a lot of Facebook groups and stuff like that where actually you can, I think in fact that's where we initially met, was via a Facebook group. Yeah, so I think you can build really good relationships, you know, that start online or, you know, on Facebook or other social media. So yeah, it's a good starting point. And then just the last question is, how would anyone find you if they wanted to?
So I'm quite often hanging out in Birdwood Cafe on the Lee Road. So if anyone wants to pop by and have a coffee, but in all seriousness, I have a website, which I've already told you the URL, but I'm generally very, very present on Instagram, and I like to give people content that's going to kind of give them a bit of a business boost and a bit of motivation, as well as some beautiful pictures of the area we live in. So if you'd like to give me a follow, my Instagram handle is loss_social_limited. And we're also on Facebook at Loss Social Limited. I do actually offer free 30-minute consultations for all new clients. So if there's anything that you would like to discuss, if you've got an idea about a business that you'd like to start in the future, if you've got a small business and you're a bit stuck on your marketing and social, or if you'd just like to have a chat in general about business and our local area, then please get in touch. You can email me at emma@losssocial.uk. Or the contact details are on my website, but I love to meet with lots of people. I'm in touch with a huge amount of people that I've had meetings with over the past year or so, and yeah, I'm very supportive. The 30-minute consultation also includes a 3-point initial proposal with absolutely no obligation to come back and use the services. I love to kind of give people a bit of a here's to get you started and see what they come back with, and the response to that has always been really positive. So yeah, please get in touch if you'd like to have a chat.